have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Cranda, and I'm without my co-host, Nils Smith. I'm going to be talking about doing a nonprofit. I know a lot of you out here who are doing ministry for a church full-time also run your own individual nonprofits and or have been part of nonprofits. So the nonprofit that I'm part of, not my church, is celebrating 3 years of being part of an official charity. And we've had a lot of learnings. And I wanted to just share some of those on the podcast this week because we just had our big event this past weekend, and I'm speaking in the future tense because I'm recording this on a Friday, and our two-day event is Saturday, Sunday, and we're really excited for it. And I was just thinking about it. It's on my mind. We've been doing some planning, and I wanted to share some things. And real quick, the name of the prophet is the Savannah Golf Classic. The reason why it's called the Savannah Golf Classic is Savannah was my best friend's daughter. Their three-month-old daughter passed away from SIDS in the middle of the night. A very traumatic event, kind of a moment, I would say, in time that I'm never going to forget. I share in detail the grieving process on my blog. I post it. I share about, you know, some of the best things that you can do as a friend in a moment like that is say nothing at all. You know, with somebody, as somebody who has, you know, undergrad and graduate degrees, in, you know, ministry, church, Bible, that, you know, really I learned a lot about how to comfort somebody. And a lot of times it's just sitting there and crying with them. And so I'll put a link to that blog post in the show notes. But out of this traumatic, you know, moment of losing your daughter, my friend Jonathan very much wanted to make sure that her name wasn't associated with just pain and grieving, and that there was something good remembered. And so he had this vision of, he wanted to pour out all the love that Savannah would have gotten if she was still on this earth onto kids who would never be loved. And so our friend Mike kind of did this golf tournament in her name real quickly, like put it together like in just 2 months. It was out in Desert Springs, real close to Palm Springs at the JW Marriott, a beautiful location, beautiful course. And we did two rounds of golf, had a reception dinner, raised, you know, I think $8,000. And then people kind of wanted it to happen again. And we really loved the idea of it. And then out of nowhere, we were rolling. And so through that, I set up a website through WordPress very simply and easily. I set up a MailChimp, you know, email list. I set up some forms registration for the event through Wufoo and PayPal account. And then we incorporated. And so I want to start from the beginning here that we incorporated the charity through the IRS through LegalZoom. LegalZoom was a great resource. I think it cost $600 to do it through LegalZoom directly. I think we paid a little extra to accelerate it. What I loved about LegalZoom is that they told us how to do the bylaws. They told us the positions that we had to have on our board, everything that we needed to do. They even provided like monthly legal services. If you wanted that, it's $30 a month. I didn't use that because we had enough friends who could help us. And then it literally step by step, it mailed everything to us. There's a state side that we had to do through the state of California. And that was very quickly. handled. And then there was a federal side that we had to do through the IRS. And they told us everything that we needed to do in order to qualify. And they kind of helped us figure out if we could become a charity and so forth. We had to pay $400 at the time to the IRS. I think it's everything under $50,000 if you expect to raise less than $50,000 in the first couple of years. It's $400 payment to the IRS. If you expect to raise more than $50,000 in the first couple of years, it's, I think, an $800 payment. We really weren't sure. So, you know, we were like, yeah, there's no way in the first couple of years we're going to surpass $50,000. And so we just did the $400. So I think from end to end, it was about, I think it's $1,200 was what we ended up paying from LegalZoom to the IRS to incorporate our charity officially. And the benefits of incorporating, the big benefit is that, you know, donations are tax exempt. So obviously somebody who is donating, there's a big incentive. What's really important to know is that you can't give a tax exempt, you know, donation to somebody who expects a gift in return. So like, for example, we have a charity, you know, golf tournament. So let's say $300 to have a 2-day rounds of golf and a hotel stay. The actual payment for the charity event is not tax exempt. But if they do any donations there, raffle tickets at the event, that's not tax exempt. But that gives a big, you know, incentive to somebody who's donating to the event that, you know, it's tax exempt. It also legitimizes your event. It lets people know you can actually get more donation items if you have any type of silent auction, because, you know, hotels and golf courses and so forth usually have a certain amount of giveaways that they budget to every year. And if you have a, you know, an official status with the IRS, it gives a lot of credibility, and most likely more items will be donated to your event. The other thing is it gives you the ability to open up your own checking account or bank account so that you can track funds more easily. And I know that's what we ran into in the first 6 months when we didn't have our charitable status, was money was going through, you know, personal accounts, and ultimately we didn't feel comfortable with it. And so we didn't necessarily want to incorporate so quickly, but it opened up a lot more doors very easily, both through donations, through tax exempt, and then also being able to track the money so seamlessly. So I would definitely challenge you, if you expect this thing to grow in any way for the sake of being able to have more ceiling to grow and to have more accountability and credibility, go through somebody and incorporate. There's a lot of ways that you can do that. We use LegalZoom, and I really enjoyed the process. Plus, they're always promoting it on Colin Cowherd's show. So I listened to him and I was like, I gotta try this out. So anyways, it was really good. It was a very easy process. I think from start to stop, I think it took us like 60 days to get the actual response from the IRS. The only thing that can hang that up is that if you get caught on building your board or your bylaws, I had some friends that had similar charities, so we were able to, you know, copy that. If you want anything, if you want to ask me anything about LegalZoom and the process and our bylaws or board, anything like that, you can go to socialmedia.church and fill out a contact form and, you know, let us know. I'll answer anything. I'll be as transparent as possible. So LegalZoom was great. We also set up our website. We just did a WordPress self-hosted site, you know, did a Bluehost integration. If you Google Bluehost Michael Hyatt, he has a great 20-minute tutorial of how to set up a self-hosted site. It's so easy, so simple. I definitely was great. I think we actually did a free site at first on WordPress, and that was great, but there's limitations to that. I think I had to end up paying $10 for the first year to do a forward to the self-hosted site to the from the WordPress site to the self-hosted site. Once we self-hosted, that made a lot more sense because you can embed things more easily. The WordPress free sites sometimes have limitation on code, and you know, self-hosted just makes a lot of sense. I think Squarespace makes a lot of sense. If you want a more professional site, if you're looking at branding and logo and doing all that stuff, Creative Church Staffing is the way to go. They actually, Chris Trapudi at Creative Church Staffing designed our, we did a new logo that we're incorporating, and we have that. We're going to be incorporating that. So actually the Creative Church Staffing people helped us with our logo. They didn't help us with our website. Our website would have been a little better if they would do that. But we're in the process of doing that. So if you go to socialmedia.church, you'll see in the lower, I think right-hand, left-hand side, Creative Church Staffing. They designed the social media church. I think you can do anything from $500 to $1,000. They do branding and website and everything. So check them out. A credible brand look, feel is very important. But if you want to just get started, do a self-hosted site. You can do it for like $150. But eventually you're going to want to grow into something a lot bigger. And then we use Wufoo for all of our forms. What I really love about Wufoo is their integration with PayPal. Taking payments online is so important. Ultimately, you're going to have to deal with taking a charge. You know, PayPal takes, what, 2.9% on any donations. That's not that big of a deal when you think about scalability, because if you're taking everything by cash and check, you're gonna limit yourself. But you need to figure out how to get beyond that. And taking 2.9 on every donation is not that big of a deal, considering the growth potential. You can scale a lot more easily and quickly. And so what I love about Wufoo is that we have sign-up forms. So registration for the event. What you do is that you put in the email associated with your PayPal account, and it sends payment through the Wufoo directly. So the idea is that I set up payment. So let's say they set up and they check all the options and they have a $300 payment. They literally just send a payment directly from the form. It generates its own PayPal invoice and it charges the individual, and then we have money in our bank. So Wufoo, with their PayPal integration, makes doing registration easy. We even have general donations, where we have a general donation form linked directly on our site, and they input 150, 50 bucks or 250, and it, because it's linked to our PayPal email address, it sends a payment directly. So check out Wufoo. I think for that feature we pay, I use it for my business. So I think it's 200 bucks or 250 a year. So I do kind of a double dipping. I use it for my nonprofit and for my personal, but I definitely think Wufoo is another great one is Stripe payment wise. That's a great one. It takes a little bit more development power to build and know how to use it, but it's pretty seamless. But I love the Wufoo PayPal integration, especially if you're starting up. It's very worthwhile. One thing that we learned very quickly with PayPal is that in order to have your own account for an organization, you still needed to have an individual account in PayPal. If you have any problems with PayPal, again, shoot me an email through the socialmedia.church website and I'll dialogue with you. But PayPal can be a little fickle sometimes. I'm not always happy with PayPal, but for the most part, they make life pretty easily. And the only other thing that I would say, pretty straightforward, is set up your email list now. We use MailChimp for everything. MailChimp is easy. I think it's free up to the first 2,000 emails. It's so easy. You need to have a master list. And we found this as we got going as a charity. We had so many things going on that emails were coming in, and I didn't set up our MailChimp list till like a year in, and I should have set up it quicker, because people landing on our site might not be willing to attend or able to attend an event, you know, happening in Desert Springs, California, or even like to golf. And maybe they're not even ready to donate, but they will add themselves to the email list. And email lists are gold. We talk about this over and over again. And, you know, I think we would have been in better shape if I would have set up our mail list immediately. So the idea is that every time someone's interested and or willing to hear what your charity is about, your organization is about, you can just add them to the mail list. And, you know, just, hey, can I add you to our mailing list? And, you know, trust me, they'll say yes. So build that email list so that even if you're not even building something, that you may not know a launch point when your charity will get off the ground, build your email list now and it will set you up for the future. So with that, so with charities going on, LegalZoom is a great option. I love Wufoo for any forms because of their PayPal integration. It will cost you some money, but it allows you to look professional now. WordPress is a great option. If you want to have a brand, if you want a logo designed and or take it to the next level, have somebody else, use Squarespace. CreativeChurchStaffing.com is definitely the way to go. They'll set you up and they'll make you professional. They made the Social Media Church podcast look professional, and they even designed the Savannah Golf Classic new logo. They're a great group. And then MailChimp for email list. Get your email list going on. And I want to ask you, and you can learn more about our charity at the charity that I run with my friends at SavannahGolfClassic.org. Definitely use the .org. I've learned that right now. And I think that will change in the coming weeks and months and years as more organizations have, you know, DJ was just sharing on the with Niels, how those domains are changing. But .org definitely gives you a credibility with the nonprofit world. What I would love for you to do is that if you have your own charity, I would love to hear about it. So use the hashtag SMC Podcast, or you can tweet me at jcranda on Twitter, and I would love to hear about your nonprofit, and we would love to share that tweet that we love hearing about what our community is doing. So anyways, those are my learnings for the first 3 years as being a charity. I'll share more about how this event went this past weekend, but I wanted to share for all those going. I would definitely challenge you, get a nonprofit going. If you're doing something good, there's a lot of incentives to incorporating and doing everything officially through the IRS. And there's a lot of easy ways to do that. So anyways, that's what we got this week. To learn more, go to thesocialmedia.church, and to learn more about the show and upcoming shows. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.